Maria, this is Fred Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we're in Boston for the SQPN-CNMC. Is that correct?
CNMC, yeah.
CNMC.
Catholic New Media Celebration.
Okay. So that's one thing. Now, what's the first one, SQPN?
SQPN is the StarQuest Production Network. It's kind of like a network of people that try to use new media to reach people and to kind of follow that star, or help people follow that star to bring them to Jesus. And we started that 5 years ago, and here we are in Boston celebrating that and celebrating everything that we've been able to accomplish.
That's great. So your name is Father Roderick.
Yeah, Father Roderick. It's not trademarked, so I guess we both.
I'm Brother Roderick, so brother and father here.
And I'm from the Netherlands, actually. I'm not from over here.
Yeah, your accent's very good. It sounds very American.
I just watch a lot of TV, and I try to emulate that a little bit.
Well, you do very well, and I hope the most of the part about American TV did not rub off on you, but.
We got to watch a lot of TV because that's where the quality is, and we as
good
Catholics,
quality.
we need to use the same, you know, we have to put it in the same effort because our message is so much more important.
Right.
And
very, very important.
That's why we're here.
Right. So how'd you get started, Father?
Well, it's just one of these things that you just don't come up with. It's something that just happened to me. I was... I had studied for a couple of years in Rome, communications studies, and I had no idea what I would do with it once I got home. And then I was back in a parish, and I was invited to a conference to speak about how in the Netherlands we use new media. And at the time it was only websites and blogs, and I just had heard about this. Now, this is 5 years ago, but podcasting, and it was basically putting a recording, an MP3 file on an iPod. I was like, okay, I'm going to record that, and I'm just going to show them. And while I was there, Pope John Paul II was hospitalized, and I just kind of reported on that. But it was I was not a CNN person reading, you know, a prefab text. I was genuinely concerned. I got so much feedback on that from people that said, this is the first time that we hear a priest, and we feel that you're a kind of a normal dude. And I was like, this kind of works, and it's super cheap, you know, and people were downloading it from all over the world. And then when the Pope died, I happened to be in Rome, and so that was just being able to report that and put that out on, you know, on the web. And then I went back when Pope Benedict was elected during the conclave, and I was kind of sneaking in because, of course, I got the right clothes to kind of go where no journalist has gone before. And on the basis of that and seeing how many people that reach, especially non-Catholics, I was like, we got to turn this into a network. Right. And that's how the SQPN got started. And now we're 5 years later.
Wow. So were you actually there to do that, or you're there by happenstance?
The first podcast that I ever made when John Paul II was hospitalized, that was totally by accident. I didn't see that coming. But when I heard that John Paul II was probably going to die, I just bought a plane ticket. I was like, I want to be there. The world needs to see not just the CNN stuff, but they need to know how it feels for a Catholic who loves this Pope.
Right.
And the same thing with the conclave is like, I want to be there with my little microphone, and when those doors open, wouldn't that be the coolest thing ever in my life to be able to kind of share that and share the excitement?
Right. And that's big moments, right?
It was unbelievable and unforgettable. And I still think that a lot of listeners that we have currently, they originally were touched by that, and were like, and for me, I was like, it opened my eyes to the possibilities for evangelization, because I was reaching people who were not Catholic, who would never go to a church, who would never listen to a priest, and they were like, those Catholics, you know, they're really so different from what I thought. And it's, it kind of rejoins what Fulton Sheen used to say, people don't hate the church. They hate what they think is the Catholic Church. And what we try to do with Catholic New Media is to kind of breach through those preconceptions and show them how cool it is to be a Catholic.
Right. You're doing a very good job. So you had you start off these podcasts or these pre-recorded things that you put on the internet. What's the next step?
I think the next step is more podcasts, because it works. This works, and there's a huge market. Think of the millions of people that have an iPod. Everybody... it's accessible all over the world, and there are so many, you know, when people look for media, They're not going to type in Catholic media or priest and priest plus interesting. No, they're typing in, you know, Star Wars or Star Trek or losing weight.
Right.
So I make sure that I have shows about Star Trek, about Star Wars, about losing weight even.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for losing weight, it's not just about the body. It's also about getting a balanced life, spirituality. And so that's kind of how I approach things. And I try to always find new shows to reach new audiences. And I think over time, of course, I've got huge dreams and ambitions of doing documentaries and radio shows, live television shows.
These ideas were called squirrels earlier on in the show, right?
Well, yeah, I sometimes, you know, there's this Disney movie where there's this dog, and whenever he sees a squirrel, he's like running away. I'm very much like that because I always have an idea every minute. But I think I need to stick to what has proven to be very effective in terms of evangelizing, and I could do programs about theology, etc. But I know that there are a lot of other people who can do that much better than I do. So let me do pop culture, bringing people in, and also motivating and teaching the new generation how to use these new media.
That's been a big theme in this show, is sticking with what you're good at and what you're passionate about.
It's all about the passion, and that makes it authentic and real. And I used to think that if you would do media, it had to be perfect, and you had to, you know, be really professional. And now I'm like, well, no, the thing that is, of course, it's an art, it's a craft. You need to know the rules of how to make radio and television. But the most, all that, if you had all the equipment and you knew all the rules, theoretically, if you didn't have the passion, it wouldn't come across. And I'd rather have a show that is perhaps a little bit less professional, but is done by someone who just cannot stop talking about the things he loves. And I always tell my listeners, you know, I've got this show called The Break, and it's about movies and video games and the faith. I was like, I talk about what I love, and I love movies. I love cooking. I love getting fit and running marathons. I love, computers and iPads and iPods, and I love my faith. And that's what works.
That's right. That works, and that works very well. So you started new media and new TV show ideas. So that's great.
I think that what I hope is that, you know, we are here to just to motivate other people, because I can't do this on my own.
A lot of people
and what I've seen over these 5 years that we've been doing this is that people are like, wait a second, we never thought of trying it this way.
Yeah.
Where can we get so stuck in our old methods? And this is kind of like waking up people and telling them, you could try it this way and learn from what I did.
Right.
And what I hope is that as a whole, that the church will more and more start to produce this stuff, because we've got so much quality and talent out there. And we've got the most precious message in the whole history of the planet.
Right.
And yet we think that, oh, well, we'll just do this little print medium thing. And we reach 100 people. You know, some websites, a diocesan website might reach like 200 visitors. And like, well, that's 200 people. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You've got how many people are watching all that junk on TV?
Right.
Millions. Why shouldn't we aim for that?
Right. We've
got to be very ambitious, because God is ambitious.
Right.
But we can only reach those goals if we do that together. And if we just let those creative juices like flow and try things out and fail and try again and, you know.
So you have the podcast, and then you start this network of people to get people involved. Also more podcasters on your one website. What's your next steps as far as new shows or new media or what?
Oh, I've got a couple of ideas. I mean, yesterday I talked with someone who knew all about superheroes and about their vocation stories. Because a lot of, you know, Spider-Man, that's a beautiful vocation story. So it's almost a metaphor, I think, of a priestly vocation. So
in a sweatery kind of way.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm not jumping off rooftops anytime soon, but there is an analogy there. And so I was like, let's do a show about superheroes. There's a big comic book lover community out there. So that's just one idea. I've got many of those ideas. But what a totally different thing that I really want to invest in is teaching people how to do this. And that's what we've been doing this day. We got a couple of hundred people here, but there are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Catholics that also need to know this and need to learn this. And I think that's what I'm going to do.
You're live streaming it too, so that's...
We're always using whatever technology is available and free and cheap, and so, yeah. There are, you know, the SQPN has a worldwide community. We've got listeners in Australia, New Zealand, and China, and even, you know, like Moscow and South Africa. And so we always try to video stream whatever we do to give people the idea that they too belong, even though they can't fly into Boston. They too are part of the family, and I think a lot of people crave that sense of community.
Right. They do, right?
And that's what the church can offer. We are this worldwide family, and you know, it brings people together that might have been very isolated, and you get real friendships. And whatever people celebrate that friendship, God can do so many things.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing.
Well, God bless you, Father Roderick, and I hope everything works well for you, and thank you very much for the interview.
God bless you too, Friar Roderick.
Thank you, Father. God bless. This is Friar Roderick for Amaria.com.